Have you ever been to the toilet? Yes? No? Well, in that case, has anybody ever seen the toilet paper monster? No? You don't know what that is? I'll tell you. Listen on.
Hello, Dr. Strangelove. What's going on? Who's that strange woman? And why's she moaning? Wailing? She in pain?
It's Auntie, Mr. B. She's a medium.
Oh, really? She always struck me as a size triple XL.
Yes, I know. But for the purposes of this episode, my Auntie Phyllis Glove is a spirit medium.
Is there anybody there that wishes to speak to anybody here? Yes! I'm sensing some people from the spirit world. Yes, there's three of them. I'm sensing an old woman in her 90s going senile.
You!
Now, you cheeky monkey, I've changed my mind. I'm not sensing an old woman at all. I'm sensing an old man called Bob. Yes, he's coming from the spirit world. Do either of you know a Bob?
Yeah, I had an uncle called Bob.
So Bob's your uncle.
Bad joke. May we continue?
Yes, you may.
I'm also sensing a goldfish.
What?
Yes, it says... Bloop, bloop.
Is it Blub or is it Bob?
What?
Well, the Bob guy you mentioned could be who the goldfish is looking for. Goldfish are always swimming around going Bob, Bob, Bob.
Really?
Yeah, it's fascinating. You should watch them.
Really, gentlemen, you should have more decorum. This is serious.
Meow. What?
Sorry, that's the spirit of a pet tabby cat nosing its way into the spirit world. Yes, believe it or not, we sometimes get the spirits of dead animals too.
Oh, dear me.
What's wrong now, Mr. B?
I feel bad about eating that extra spicy chicken vindaloo now.
Toilet paper?
Too late for that, I'm afraid. I went to the Kazi before I got here.
No, the third person is talking about toilet paper. He, or she, is not sure who, is saying that the toilet paper disappears from the house very quickly. It's like there is some kind of toilet paper monster going around, eating a ball of toilet paper.
Hey, Dr. Strangelove, that's you.
Hey, where did all that crowd of people come from?
I'm a professional medium. But of course people are going to come and see me from far and wide.
Knowing you, they would be all wide.
Yes! I'm sensing it now. Dr. Strangelove is a dreaded toilet paper monster.
What? I'm the dreaded toilet paper monster?
See? He admits it.
What? No, I'm not!
Officers... Wonderful boys in blue. Arrest that man, Doctor.
Oh, no, you don't. I'm getting out of here.
Doctor S. Come back.
Love, light, and blessings.
X-tree, X-tree, read all about it. Local med doctor on the run. Look up your toilet rolls.
Hey, come on. You can't stay in there all day, you know.
No.
Bleep, bleep. What's the idiot up to now? Bleep!
Oh, hello, Dan. Dr. Strangelove is on the run. That's why he's currently hiding in the PCRFM radio station toilet.
Bleep, bleep. Sounds silly.
Yes, I know. You must probably be wondering, if Dr. Strangelove's on the run and all the police are out looking for him, why is he hiding here? Especially as the toilet is now the place where the police are all looking.
Police have nothing to go on. Bleep.
Yes, they do, thanks to the wise words of his precious aunt.
Bleep, bleep, Auntie Glove is a cow. Bleep.
You do recall that my auntie isn't really my auntie.
Yes, that's right. Phyllis is really Dr. Stratagem, our enemy. No wonder.
It's okay, though. The other week, I gave her some more serum. This time to make her, him, it forget who he, she, it was. Now she's gone back to being convinced that she's my auntie again.
But how long will that last?
Nobody knows.
She's fine for now, but sometime soon it'll be boom, bang, crash, bleep, bleep.
Well said, Dan.
Well said, 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 well said.
Hello? Mr. B? I've just realised. I don't think I'm alone in the toilet.
Oh dear, how embarrassing. Do you want to come out now?
Not likely. I want to discover just who these fascinating little people are. Hello? Hello?
Hello, we are the gnomes.
Gnomes?
Yeah, the secret order of garden gnomes that live in the toilet of the radio station. Didn't Professor Happy Hat warn you about us?
Oh, yes. Now, maybe, why, hang on. You said warn. You're not evil, are you?
No, but we are very mischievous.
Dr. S, get out. The cops are here.
Oh, no. Now then, look. Whatever you do, Mr. Gnomes, please don't give me away. My auntie Phyllis Glovesey, she set me up. She's told everybody, including the cops, that I'm the dreaded toilet paper monster.
What a good idea. Come on, lads. Let's get him.
What? No. Hang on. Be kind. Get off me. Ah-ha!
Oh, Dr. Strangelove really isn't in there by himself. Dr. S, you okay in there? Look, it's okay. The cops just whizzed straight past. They must have overlooked us. Dr. S? Dr. S?
Door is opening. Bleep, bleep.
Oh my God, Dr. Strangelove really is the toilet paper monster.
Run away, run away, bleep, bleep.
One painfully long Scooby-Doo style chase sequence later.
Oh, we're safe in here, down in the basement. Yeah, did you just fart?
Bleep, bleep. Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
Oh, no. What are those funny little men?
We are the gnomes.
Gnomes? Oh, no. But I thought they only lived in the toilet.
We moved out. We wanted a bigger room. This basement suited us fine till you two gormless twerps showed up, that is. Now we shall get our revenge. By toilet papering you.
What? No!
X-Tree, read all about it! Three dreaded toilet paper monsters now spotted, believed to be at large on the moors!
Well, I hope that you're satisfied.
Yeah, right.
Bleep, bleep, sorry.
Now all three of us are believed to be the dreaded toilet paper monsters.
Here, I forgot to ask you, Dr. S. What do we, as toilet paper monsters, eat?
Interesting question, Mr. B. I, for one, would say, toilet paper.
But that's ridiculous. Bleep, bleep.
Yeah, Dr. S. Dan's right. We can't both be a monster that is made out of toilet paper and eats toilet paper.
Oh, yes, we can.
Eh?
The more toilet rolls we scoff, the bigger we shall become. You get me?